Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Winnie.
Hi, so Winnie, I want to ask you, what do you like most about Taiwan?
Taiwanese food.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Delicious.
And it's so convenient living in Taiwan.
I agree. There's a lot of convenience stores around, and what's great about them is that you can buy almost everything.
I love it. You can do everything there too.
Yeah, that's right.
It's always like open for 24/7, which means 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Always open.
Always open?
7-Eleven.
All right. So, I know a lot of us go to convenience stores a lot. We pay our bills. Mm-hmm. We buy food. We can even buy, I think, a little bit of groceries now as well.
Yeah.
But
like
there's
vegetables,
something.
Fruits.
Yeah. And they're, I think, for hot pots. But have you noticed something about convenience stores?
I don't know. I just think they always have to do so many things. They have to know how to print, mm-hmm. how to take your money, how to copy, and also like receive your packages.
That's true. But there's actually a really interesting fact that they also have to look out for. So let's find out what it is.
A plus Encyclopedia.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the numbers by the convenience store doors.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The question of the day is, why do most convenience stores... have a line of numbers by their doors?A. To help people guess the height of a robber. B. To make sure that large boxes can get through the door. C.So tall people don't hit their heads. Do you have the answer in mind? Now the answer is A. To help people guess the height of a robber.People in Taiwan go to convenience stores every day. You can see these stores everywhere. If you pay more attention,There are numbers by the doors. Those are height strips. Do you know what they're for? They help people guess a robber's height.In the 1970s, Dr. Rosemary Erickson wanted to stop convenience store robberies. She learned something important.Store clerks were often wrong when they guessed the robber's height. tight strips helped them guess better. The first convenience store to start using them was 7-Eleven. Although convenience stores now have cameras, height strips are still useful. They make stores look safer. They also make bad guys think twice about stealing.
Run power!
Guess. Guess. I'm guessing that the answer is 9, but I'm not sure. I'm guessing that the answer is 9, but I'm not sure. Height. Height. The mother marked her children's heights on the wall. The mother marked her children's heights on the wall. Camera. Camera. Nelson brought his camera to the zoo so he could take pictures. Nelson brought his camera to the zoo so he could take pictures. Steal. 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 Stole. Stolen. A thief stole an expensive necklace from the store. A thief stole an expensive necklace from the store.
So our encyclopedia question for today is, why do most convenience stores have a line of numbers by their doors? Okay, so we talked about a convenience store a while ago. Now, it's basically a store that sells everyday things, such as simple groceries, you can buy snacks, drinks, and even small things for the house.
那今天的主题是 convenience store， 就是便利商店啦。Convenience 就是便利的意思，我们可以特别把这个形容词也一起学起来。Convenient， C O N V E N I E N T， 这意思就是便利的、方便的。所以今天的题目就是说，哎，大家有没有注意到这个便利商店的门上都有一些一条一条一排的数字 ？I always thought that they're just like a kind of decoration.
I thought so as well, but I remember someone told me something about it. Yeah, maybe let's take a look at the choices first, and then we can guess and figure out which one. So our first choice is A, to help people guess the height of a robber. So it makes sense. A robber is basically a thief. Now, when you rob something, it means you steal or take something that is not yours and you did not pay for it.
A robber. Robber 在这里呢，我们把这个 er 先遮起来，我们会看到 rob 这个动词表示抢劫。后面呢，再把 er 加回去，就是抢劫的人，那就是抢匪啦。So what does the line tell you about the robber?
Well, it said it wanted us to guess the height. Now, guess is our word, power word. It's spelled G-U-E-S-S. Guess. Guess is a verb and it means to form an opinion from little or no information. So, like our question for today, why do convenience stores have lines of numbers by the door? And many of us don't know the answer, but we can pick and make opinions on what we already know. For example, we can say, I'm guessing that the answer is 9, but I'm not sure. I'm guessing that the answer is 9, but I'm not sure.
选项 A 我们看到两个生字，首先是 guess 这个动词， guess 是猜测的意思，比如说大家应该常考试的时候要猜答案，就像例句说 guess the answer。 比如说那个例句就是说，哎，答案是九，我猜是九。不过当你在猜的时候呢，就表示哎，其实不是很确定答案。But I'm not sure. So the line of numbers tells what about the rubbers?
It tells us the height. Now, height is another word, power word. It's spelled H-E-I-G-H-T, height. Height here is a noun, and it means the measure of something from top to bottom. For example, you can find out how tall I am by measuring my height. It starts from my head all the way to the bottom of my feet. Now, we also hear another thing. We hear width. Width is the measure of something from left to right, so how wide something is. So, width and height. For example, we can say the mother marked her children's heights on the wall. The mother marked her children's heights on the wall.
High 这个字的形容词你一定看过，就是 high, H-I-G-H. 所以 high 就是这个变成名词呢，就变成 height, 就是高度啦。比如说你的身高、山的高度，或者是飞机飞多高，都可以用 height 这个字。像例句呢，就是妈妈把小孩的身高画在墙上。I don't think my mom has ever done that to me.
Oh, really? I think I did it before when
really?
I was younger.
We see that a lot in movies,
yeah.
But not in real life.
It happened to me, but because I stopped growing at an early age.
So just stopped here?
So we just stopped right there, and then I never measured my height again. All right, so we learned that the first choice is maybe we want to guess the robber's height, so how tall this person is. And then we have another choice. We have choice B, and it says to make sure that large boxes can get through the door.
OK, 选项 B 呢，它是这个其实跟 A 有点类似，它说这些数字呢可以让大箱子可以通过门。 This sounds similar to A, like the numbers also mean some kind of numbers or height, so the truck guy would know if the boxes can fit without trying.
Yeah, because I see in 7-Eleven or convenience stores, they're always pushing a lot of stuff in.
Yeah, 所以这个跟 A 有点类似，就是说 A 要确保这个箱子过不过得去，我觉得蛮有可能的。 What about option C?
Okay, well, choice C or option C says, soTall people don't hit their heads. But is anyone that tall?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe not in Asia. They're only like the occasional person who's like 190-something or 200 centimeters. So I don't know. This one is, I'm not sure about this.
选项 C 是说，哎，最高的人比较不会撞到头。这个好像有点说不通哎。So what do you think?
I think the best one is either A or B.
Right?
Yeah.
My guess is B.
Alright, should we find out what the answer is? Did you guys guess already? Well, the answer to this question is A. To help people guess the height of a robber.
Oh, okay. Why do they need to know the height of a robber? 要知道身高干嘛？
Let's read the article to find out
more.
The article says, people in Taiwan go to convenience stores every day.
True.
You can see these stores everywhere.
That's very true. It's probably very hard to not to go one.
Yeah, that is.
Right? 可以想象生活中没有便利商店会怎么样吗？我觉得没办法诶。Life would be very different if there weren't any convenience store.
And especially in Taiwan where there's everything, I think it's very difficult. The article then continues to say, if you pay more attention, there are numbers by the door. So remember, the doors open this way, right? They're automatic doors.If we, next time we go, we can look, and there's supposed to be numbers by the doors, and those things are called height strips. Okay, the article says those are height strips. Now, a strip is a little piece of material cut into thin, long shapes, so we'll see, like, I think little markers that says...This is how tall, this is how tall, this is how tall.
啊，讲了这么多便利商店的好处，你有没有发现这个门上啊，其实都有一些标了一些数字。这些自动门上呢，其实这一条一条的记号。If you pay attention, 意思就是如果你仔细看，如果你认真看 ，pay attention 就是注意仔细的意思。Like I said earlier, I thought those were just parts of the decoration.
Yeah, many of us wouldn't know what it's for.
No.
The article then says, do you know what they're for?
这句一看就知道是非常艰深的文法，又有 do you 又有 what， 哇，这赶快来请 Magic Box 来帮我们讲解一下。
Magic box， 小亮点。
大家好，噼里啪啦噼里啪啦，我就是小丸子最可爱最美丽的同学梅环啦啊！现在呢正值春暖花开的时节，像呢我这样子美丽的少女，爱情呢就在此时悄悄萌芽，每天最期待的就是上学的时间了。 Do you know why I love going to school? Do you know why I love going to school? 你知道我为什么这么喜欢去学校吗？哎呀，在告诉你答案之前呢，我呢先来解答你的疑惑咯。想必呢这个问句里面还有问句让你呢非常困扰吧。哎呀，善解人意的美丽少女就是我，马上来为你解答。这个呢问句里面又有问句呢，在英文里面呢我们就叫做间接问句的用法咯。如果呢我问你 Why do I love going to school?为什么我喜欢去上学，这个呢就是直接问句了。但是呢我自己的事情要问谁呢？问你还是问我自己，那我不就是精神分裂了吗？所以呢要问你哦，问你知不知道了， Do you know， 你知不知道。大家呢都知道问句呢要倒装了，也就是呢我们前面要放助动词，或是呢要把 be 动词给调到前面了。 OK， 比方说呢You are beautiful， 你很美丽。那呢我们在问句的时候呢，我们就要说 Who are you， 就要呢要把 are be 动词呢给调到前面。但是呢在间接问句里面呢，因为呢我们已经有主要问句了，所以呢我们后面的间接问句呢我们呢就不倒装了，就要调回原本的次序。所以呢我们接在一起呢，它就变成了 Do you know why I love going to school。 简而言之呢，我们后面的这个问句，第二个问句，也就是我们的间接问句，说疑问词之外呢，我们后面呢就变回一般的直述句咯。为什么我喜欢去学校，现在就要来回答你咯。哎呦，想也知道，当然是要去见我最爱的花伦同学啦。 Tell me when he will marry me， 快告诉我他什么时候会娶我。 Tell me when he will marry me， 这边呢一样呢是间接问句的用法咯。 When will he marry me， 就呢变成了 When he will marry me，拜托告诉我他什么时候会娶我。哎呀，你说呢，你又不是算命的，怎么会知道呢？ You don't even know who he is， 更何况你根本就不认识他嘛。 You don't even know who he is。 OK， 如果呢我们要问他是谁，我们呢说 Who is he， 他是谁。但是呢记得我们间接问句的用法呢，就要把 is 调回后面咯，就变成了 Who he is， 接在呢我们的这个主要的句子里面，当做间接问句来使用。哈，你竟然不知道他是谁，竟然不知道他是谁。花伦呢就是我们班上最帅的贵公子啦，他呢有帅气的笑容，从容的态度啊。什么，你说他已经来到教室了，叫我不要发花痴啊？人家又没有看到他进来教室。I didn't know when he came， 我不知道他什么时候来的。 I didn't know when he came，原本的问句呢应该是 When did he come， 加上呢 did 助动词。 OK， 这个句子呢就是问说他什么时候来的。那呢因为我们是间接问句的用法了，所以呢我们把倒装变回来，它呢就变成 When he did come。 肯定句的用法呢，我们通常呢不会再加上助动词 did， 通常呢我们直接用一般动词就好了。所以呢记得呢我们要把 do 或是 did 拿掉，那呢 come 呢就要变回它原本的时态，在这边那是过去式，也就是呢 come 要记得变成 can。 所以呢我们最开始的句子 Why do I love， 记得呢也要变成了 Why I love， 把 do 拿掉咯。所以间接问句的用法呢，就是呢把问句接在一般的肯定句或者是呢问句里面呢，让它变成一个子句了。记得呢问句呢我们通常是要倒装嘛，也就是呢我们要前面加上助动词，或是呢要把这个 be 动词呢调到前面。那呢当我们使用间接问句的用法呢，记得倒装就要取消了，它呢就会复原成为一般的句子，也就是呢我们的 be 动词或是助动词呢记得要放到主词后面了。啊，再学不会不想理你了。嗯，花伦同学。
So after we read the article says they help people guess a Robert's height. So the numbers by the door tell us how tall the thief or robber is.
回到今天的问题，到底为什么这一条一条的这个数字会在门上呢？刚刚说的这个选项 A 就是可以猜到，帮你猜这个抢劫犯的身高。But why do they need to know the height of a robber?
Very good question, because we still want to know why.
Yeah.
The article says, in the 1970s, Dr. Rosemary Erickson wanted to stop convenience store robberies. So maybe there's a lot of people during that time that kept stealing things. And she just wanted to find a way to just stop it. Okay, we talked about this word before. We talked about robbers. And we see the word robbery now. Oh, and we saw rob as well. Robbery is the act of taking something that isn't yours. So it's a noun, okay? If we cover up the B-E-R-Y, we see the base word rob, and we learn that it means to steal something, to take something that isn't yours. Now, if you're a person who steals and take things away, you're called a robber. So we add the B-E-R to the end of rob.
原来这个70年代的时候有位博士，这里我们看到D-R 点就是 Doctor 博士的意思，这位博士呢希望可以停止便利商店的抢案 robbery， 一样我们看到这个前面有一个 rob R-O-B 是不是很眼熟，就是我们刚刚选项 A robber， 我们有讲到 rob 是抢劫， robber 是抢劫犯抢匪， robbery 就是名词表示抢案，所以这位 Doctor Rosemary Erickson 呢想要终止便利商店的抢案一直发生， What did she do to help?
Okay, well the article says she learned something important. Store clerks were often wrong when they guessed the robber's height.
原来就是他们一直都没办法正确的猜出这个抢匪的身高。
It makes sense now. I guess when you have a robbery, of course, the police will come and they will say, do you remember what this person looks like?
Like this, or like that?
Does he have a beard, fat, skinny? So you have to try to describe the person as best as possible.
But they're always wrong.
Yeah, and I would be too, because
it's really hard.
Yeah, and you're being robbed and they have guns and I think you get nervous. So you kind of get maybe the height wrong. Maybe you can say they're taller than what they really are. So they never can find the right robber.
And I'm always bad at telling people's height.
Yeah.
I'll say you're 170?
I think so too. Okay, the article then continues to say, height strips help them guess better. The first convenience store to start using them was 7-Eleven.
所以啦，这个门上这些线条就是可以帮助店员认清抢匪的高度。For example, if you're up to here to the door, you may probably close to 170.
Yeah,
差不多这里。Or it's really hard, I think.
The article continues to say, although convenience stores now have cameras, height strips are still useful.
That's right. 所以现在基本上科技已经进步很多，因为有 cameras and everyone has cameras too on their cell phones.
Oh, that's right. And actually, camera is also a word power word. It's spelled C-A-M-E-R-A, camera. A camera is a noun, and it's basically a thing that you use to record images in a video or photo. So, for example, if you're on vacation, of course you want to remember everything you did. So you can take your camera to take a photo, it means the picture doesn't move, or you can take a video where you can see moving images. For example, our sample sentence is, Nelson brought his camera to the zoo so he could take pictures. Nelson brought his camera to the zoo so he could take pictures.
Camera 就是拿来拍照或是录影等等，就是相机啦。像刚刚说啦，就是现在很多人手机上基本上就有这个相机的功能，不然早期可能有傻瓜相机，或是后来数位相机 digital camera， 或者是接下来有很多类单眼等等，或是摄影机等等，有很多功能的都可以泛指 camera。And of course, you use a camera to take pictures or to record。像例句就是 Nelson 带着相机去动物园，这样他就可以拍照片。那 people only take photos with their phones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's so convenient because it's just right there. And then I think the quality is actually quite
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, you can make it look prettier.
Yeah, the app. All right, so next the article says they make stores look safer. So with the cameras and the height strips, we make sure that people are safe and the store is safe as well.
上一句讲到虽然现在店家都会有摄影机，不过这些线条还是很有帮助，很有用， useful. 为什么呢？因为他们让这个店家看起来更安全。 That's probably why they're still in use.
And I think the height strips are there because, you know, from a camera, they're always from the top. So it's hard to see the person's height. So the more information you have, I think the better it is. And the article says, they also make bad guys think twice about stealing. Yeah.
而且这个会让你怎么样，在想要偷东西，因为你想说，可能会被认出来，就会让人家想，我真的要这么做吗？让你再想一回，做坏事的时候，让你想一回， to steal things.
Oh, very bad. Steal is also a worry power word. It's spelled S-T-E-A-L, steal.Steal me is a verb and it means to take something that is not yours and you didn't pay for it. So it's very, very similar to the word rob. For example, we can say a thief stole an expensive necklace from the store. A thief stole an expensive necklace from the store.
Steal 是偷窃，这个字很简单，不过要特别注意 steal 的三态 steal, stole, stolen. 如果你偷东西呢， then you are a thief, 你就是个小偷，而且后来很有可能会被关进监狱，就是 you'll be sent to prison. 像例句呢，我们看到 a thief 就是一个小偷，偷了店里昂贵的项链。你可能会偷实体的东西， but sometimes your ideas or jokes might be stolen too.
That's right. So if, for example, you're writing something, okay, that's why teachers say you always have to write in your own words because you're stealing someone else's thoughts or someone else's ideas. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
How much is this?
Oh, it's 50.Come here, hands up! Give me all the money! There's a robber! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
What just happened?
I can't believe this just happened to us!
Did you see what the robber looked like?
I don't remember, but from the door, I guess she's around...
150? Well, I couldn't really see because, she had a helmet on...
Luckily, there are cameras everywhere. Hopefully, they can find that thief.
Yeah, I hope so. So, what should we do?
I guess we need to wait here. Can I drink this first?
Can we drink it first? Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to wait for the police to come. So, it's going to take us some time. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Can't believe this happened to us.
A-plus Encyclopedia.
Going to the convenience store.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about the numbers by the convenience store doors. The question of the day is, why do most convenience stores...have a line of numbers by their doors. A. To help people guess the height of a robber. B. To make sure that large boxes can get through the door. C. So tall people don't hit their heads. Do you have the answer in mind?Now the answer is A, to help people guess the height of a robber. People in Taiwan go to convenience stores every day. You can see these stores everywhere. If you pay more attention, there are numbers by the doors. Those are height strips. Do you know what they're for? They help people people guess a robber's height. In the 1970s, Dr. Rosemary Erickson wanted to stop convenience store robberies. She learned something important. Store clerks were often wrong when they guessed the robber's height. Height strips helped them guess better. The first convenience store to start using them was 7-Eleven. Although convenience stores now have cameras, height strips are still useful. They make stores look safer. They also make bad guys think twice about stealing. Guess. Guess. I'm guessing that the answer is 9, but I'm not sure. I'm guessing that the answer is 9, but I'm not sure. Height. Height. The mother marked her children's heights on the wall. The mother marked her children's heights on the wall. Camera. Camera. Nelson brought his camera to the zoo so he could take pictures. Nelson brought his camera to the zoo so he could take pictures. Steal. 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 Stole. Stolen. A thief stole an expensive necklace from the store. A thief stole an expensive necklace from the store.